County's Monaco Radio, almost 11 minutes past 10. For special guest in the studio this morning, if you are one of those people that suffer from maybe panic attacks, maybe anxiety, maybe afraid of the state that you're in, you worry about the unknown a little bit, nervous fatigue maybe. Many people are like this, I think, in our society, but the difficulty is knowing what to do about it. Special guest in the studio, David Johnson. Now, David is the resident counsellor for the Clear Weeks Memorial Counselling Centre. And the next 20 minutes, I suspect, if you are one of these people, may well change your life and, most importantly, for the better. David, good morning to you.
And a very good morning to you, David.
Nice to have your company. You said agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia.
A fear of open spaces.
That's not true. It's not.
It's not?
No. Oh. Everyone thinks that agoraphobia is a fear of open spaces. People who suffer from agoraphobia, they don't go into supermarkets. They don't go into banks. They don't go into restaurants. It's not that they don't go into open spaces. It's not that they fear the open spaces. What they fear is what might happen to them when they're in those open spaces. They fear that if they go there, they might panic. So it's themselves they're afraid of, not the open spaces. You see, it's a misunderstood illness. Agoraphobia is not a fear of open spaces. The people who suffer fear that they'll panic in open spaces or in the supermarket. They're not afraid of the supermarket. It's themselves they're afraid of.
It's an interesting point, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And, of course, fundamentally to the treatment, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So someone who does suffer from nervous fatigue, for example, panic attacks, I mean, I've talked to people that have these and they know when they're going to come on, and some people are reluctant to walk. I mean, they might make it to the mailbox, but often they don't.
Yes.
Some people might get a few hundred yards down the road and this becomes increasingly difficult for them. They get a shortness of breath, they get all sorts of problems, and they immediately turn around and go home. And it's only when they're at home that they feel a bit more comfortable, and it takes time. It's not when they walk in the door. It may take quite a few minutes to get some sort of sense of normality.
Yes, but then again, there are people who go out and they'll go as far as they can and they feel the panic coming on. The moment they turn around and head back for home, within a split second, the fear just leaves them. But then again, if they turn around and start heading back in the direction they were going originally, away from home, immediately, in a flash, just
why?
Like that.
Why?
To them, they can't understand it, but it's very, very simple to explain. They think differently. They think, thank heavens, I'm heading back to a place of safety. And immediately, the emotion within them changes, because their thinking is different. They think a comforting thought, and immediately it changes the emotion.
The people that you work with, David, when they come to you, I would imagine they are quite disturbed.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of their problem.
Yes.
So what? How do you start?
Well, first of all, I stand down. The counselling session runs for 4 hours. I only see my clients twice. The first counselling session is 4 hours. I have to fill in a questionnaire. I have to know all about their symptoms. I can't help them until I know what their problem is. The moment I fill that questionnaire in, it only takes me about 15 to 30 seconds to work out what their problem is, because it's all there in front of me. It's like as you fill that questionnaire in, as you highlight their symptoms, it's like it paints a picture of their suffering. The moment I do that, I then put Clear Weeks on video as an introduction so that they can see this doctor. And then I explain in very simple language why they like this. And I tell them that, I say to them, that you will understand everything I tell you. And I also make a promise to my clients that I will answer all of your questions. Every question will be answered as far as your nervous symptoms are concerned. I will explain them all to you. And I always have.
Only two visits?
Yes, just two visits.
And it works?
Yes. I put them on the road to recovery. Some recover sitting in front of me. I had a lady who suffered 25 years. She was housebound. She tried to commit suicide twice. They wanted to put her into Kingsead Hospital. She had every health professional around come to her home. Nothing worked. And yet when I saw her on the Saturday. I had to go down to her hometown in the Waikato. I saw her on the Saturday afternoon. I was with her, for 5.5 hours. And the next day she was out and about. And 5 weeks after I saw her, she phoned me and she said, David, she said, I suffered for 25 years. She said, if I knew after another 25 years of suffering that I could have the 5 weeks I've just had, I'd go through another 25 years of suffering. And I think that was a very profound statement to make. She said, I cannot explain. She said, it has just been absolutely incredible what happened to me.
It must be very satisfying.
Extremely. Extremely. I have clients who come in and they'll sit down in front of me and I can see how nervous they are, and they tell me that they're very, very frightened of having a panic attack. 4 to 4.5 hours later, sometimes, not always, they'll say to me, I can hardly wait to go out and have a panic attack so I can start practicing.
Working on what you've learned.
Hmm.
Okay.
They want to go straight away.
Yeah. Well, Barbara's on the phone. Now, Barbara is one of your patients.
Yes, she is one of my... A client. Yes.
All right.
Yes, I saw Barbara on the 29th of December 1993.
Uh-huh. Barbara, hello.
Hello.
Nice to have your company.
It's good to be here.
You obviously you obviously got some help.
A lot of help, yeah.
Briefly, what happened to you?
I suffered for about 20 years of deep depression, off and on. Not been able to go out, do anything normal young people do. I used to shave my hair off, had no hair, always had wigs on. Sort of took everything out on myself. I was in a bad marriage. Not saying it was my husband's fault or anything. Just inside myself, something went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And went for quite a bit of help here and there. My mum and dad were very good, but they got a bit of flax thrown at them every time we went to a doctor, or I went to the cottage and they sort of put you down and say, oh, did your father touch you? And that upset me more. I got quite, went into myself more, because they were the people I loved, and yet they were getting all my problems chucked at them on, you know, but it was nothing to do with them.
So how did you find out about David?
Well, luckily I did. It changed my whole life. I was at home, been through another real bad episode. Just had my hair all shaved off, another wig on. Looked like a nervous wreck. But I always felt like I wasn't a mental patient. I always felt like, you know, I'm not that. I'm not ill. I've just got to learn to cope with all my feelings. Anyway, I was there one day and heard radio, listening to Radio Pacific, and I heard David. And I thought, I've got to give this one more go. I've got to. Can't live like this anymore. Then my mother rang. She said, Barbara, have you been listening to Radio Pacific? And I said, yeah. She said, well, did you hear about that help that you might be able to get? She said, I've written the number down. When you come up tomorrow, we'll go over there. See if you can get an appointment. And that's exactly how I got there. And it was a marvellous, marvellous day. But when David saw me, I bet you thought, wow, what is this? Because I looked a wreck. And I was living a life of hell. There was no words to describe it.
So what did you think, David, when you first saw Barbara?
She looked concerned.
At the very least, I would think.
But we soon sorted that one out, didn't we, Barbara?
We did.
I only saw you once.
That's right.
So what was it?
The day that I saw you, I'm sorry, the day that I saw you was the day you stopped.
That's right.
That was it. Was all over in that one session. That's after 20 years of suffering.
It's like a miracle.
So what was it, Barbara? What did David tell you, or what did you learn from that session that you feel solved the problem that you had?
He understood me. He knew my illness. He knew where I was coming from. He taught me how to think differently. My mind was so blocked up with the old way of thinking that I couldn't get out myself. I needed that special counselling. I needed that. That was brilliant.
And obviously your life changed completely on that
day. I've got to admit, I've had, I wouldn't say setbacks, but I've had my moments. But I go back onto what David and I have been through, and I just come out of it again. Especially, you know, life today is very hard. It's a lot of pressure on everybody, with families and things. But I've never, ever had any problems with going back, cutting my hair or anything. I've got hair down to my waist. My whole life is lovely.
And obviously you feel, deep down inside as a person, you feel very, very comfortable now with yourself.
Very contented.
No
words to describe how I feel, actually.
So you obviously would recommend David and the Claire Weeks Memorial Counselling Centre.
Highly, yeah.
Well, there we are. You see, it's from the horse's mouth, isn't it? I'm not saying you're a horse, Barbara, but you know what I mean.
I've been called a lot worse.
Yes, yes. Well, but at least you've been through it. You've been there, gone and done it. And you can say to people out there, don't waste the rest of your life.
That's
do something
right.
about
just,
it.
Just pick up the phone and ring David.
There we are. That simple.
Yeah, that simple.
All right, Barbara. Well, I thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for letting me come on.
All the best to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Barbara. Just about 27 and a half minutes after 10. Another 5 minutes or so left with David. We're going to be talking to Debbie in just a moment, but I think we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with David in just a moment or so. Cathy's Bunnicka Radio, 29 minutes after 10. Special guest in the studio from the Clare Weeks Memorial Counselling Centre, and that is David Johnson. We're talking with David about what he does for people who suffer from panic attacks, anxiety, obsessions, eating disorders. It's vast, and in the time we've got, this question that I've got, we probably won't get a lot of time, but, I mean, there's millions of questions that I'm interested in and would like some interesting answers to. But joining us, Debbie. Debbie, good morning to you.
Hello.
What sort of problems were you having?
Well, it's almost too embarrassing to speak about, really. just simple things like going... I mean, people probably won't be able to relate, but, I mean, going to the supermarket, for instance, was a big deal for me.
Yes.
I'd just sort of be looking around the shelves, and all of a sudden I'd feel strange, and quite a few times I sort of rushed home and I'd forgotten half my groceries, and my husband would sort of say, well...
Did you get the ice cream?
What's wrong with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, did you know what it was? I mean, had you sought other treatment for this?
No, I didn't know what it was. I thought that I had some peculiar disease, and I had been to the doctors a number of times, and I had blood tests, and he basically said to me, it's stress. So I sort of did know that it was stress, but I didn't know what to do about it until I met David, of course.
Mm. And what did he do for you?
Well, he just sat down and explained it all to me, and he was able to make me see it for what it was. Instead of thinking that I had this terrible thing, he was able to tell me what it was, and he enabled me to see it for what it was, and then enabled me to not panic about it when it happened to me.
Hmm.
So he was brilliant.
So it turned you around?
It did. I sit and think about where I would have been if I hadn't seen David, and it wouldn't be a pretty picture, I don't think.
Well, what sort of a patient or a client was she, David? She picked it up pretty quickly, obviously.
Yes, Debbie was a very good client. Some of my clients have little hiccups on the road to recovery. You see, the point is this, that when somebody becomes a client of mine, they just don't get the two counselling sessions.
Mm.
They're a client for life,
mm.
and they can phone me whenever they want.
Mm.
Now, Debbie did phone me just a wee while back. She had a little bit of a hiccup.
Mm-hmm.
But we sorted that one out very quickly.
Mm.
And so that's it. To know that someone is there for you, even after you've had your counselling, is a very, very big thing. To have your counselling and that's it, thank you very much, off you go.
Mm.
Sort yourself out. No, that's not enough.
Debbie, do you look at yourself as cured, is that the wrong word, or do you look now that you have the tools to be able to manage this thing?
I think now that I have the tools to be able to manage it. I wouldn't say that I was cured, because sometimes I go out and I still get those feelings, but now I just deal with them, whereas before I would have just run home.
Different life now?
Oh, definitely.
And you have no problems at the supermarket?
No.
You don't forget the ice cream?
No, I go to the supermarket and I just think, well, if it happens, I'll handle it, and I usually go home with most of my groceries.
And do you actually have it when you're out and you suddenly remember what David said, and you use those tools, if you like, and find you get home safely without too much of a problem?
Yes, I do, and I don't. Half my problem was that before I went to the supermarket, say, I'd sit there and work myself up into a state about it.
Yep.
And I don't do that anymore.
Mm. So how often do these feelings come around now?
Oh, now. Very rarely now.
And beforehand, it could be easily once a week?
Oh, beforehand, it would have been every day.
Oh, every day?
Yeah, it would have been every time I went out. I would think to myself, oh, is this going to happen?
Mm.
Of course, I'd talk myself into it.
Mm.
And inevitably, it would happen.
Well, I mean, those of us that don't have this kind of problem find it hard to understand, but certainly we can understand how debilitating it can be.
No, it's terrible. It really is. It's awful.
Oh, look at people in the supermarket in a whole different light now. And now I'm sort of thinking, I wonder whether you've been to see David, for example. Well, I thank you for coming on, Debbie. I mean, obviously, you would recommend, again, like Barbara, you would recommend the work that David does.
Oh, definitely.
And without that, of course, your life would have been very different.
It would have been a nightmare.
Mm. All right, I thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
All the best. Okay,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are another satisfied client, David.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that what you do is tell them what it is.
Exactly.
They're going and explaining it through.
Just one or two points, very briefly. You must explain to these people why they are like this before you can even help them any further.
Mm.
It's pointless trying to give them treatment until you've explained it all to them.
And when you explain it, I would imagine they'd sort of sit there and think, this makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. But they must. People must think they're going crazy.
Oh, I did. I was heading off to Kingsead.
Yes.
Back in 1986, Kingsead, here I come, but it never happened.
Mm.
But most people out there who suffer really do think that they're going crazy.
Yeah.
But I want to say one thing. As frightening as nervous illness is, if they've been medically checked out and there's nothing organically wrong with them, as frightening as the illness is, it is not in the least bit serious. These people are going to come to no harm.
Mm.
But what they're waiting for is the day when it finally does happen.
Mm.
They fear the unknown.
David, we're just about out of time. I mean, sure. I want to know so many more, so much more about this.
There's a million things I could tell you. I've got written down here in front of me. I've only scratched the surface. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, we haven't even looked at eating disorders, obsessions, nervous fatigue, the state of the unknown, the frightening about next week, next month, next year. A huge amount of things. There will be people listening in today that recognise, I'm sure, or have these sort of problems, that they may have been treated all sorts of places and maybe not got a long way.
Sure.
And do need to get hold of you and discuss it with you further. David, it's been a fascinating 25 minutes or so. I wish there was more time. There's so many other things we could talk about here. Hopefully you come in again sometime soon.
I would be delighted.
We'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks indeed.